too. And I feel like this is even sometimes there's signs that God is, you know, when Jesus sent them out, he sent them out two by two, you know, and he used, and one could put 1,000 to flight, two could send legions fleeing. So I feel like that there is an anointing in the two of you that you can go higher together than you could alone, that God is bringing you with a band of brothers. I see a band of brothers, and God is bringing you together. And I feel like the Lord says in the area of the supernatural, particularly with finances, I'm seeing God, Malachi 4, see if I will not open the heavens and pour out a blessing. And I see God using the two of you to contend in faith in the financial realm for the kingdom of God. That there are big things that you need to believe for, not little things, big things like land, buildings, etc., etc. And God has been testing you. God has been training you with little things like, you know, today your daily bread, and, you know, just a plane ticket, and just a this, and just a that. God's been training you in the little things because he's got big things planned for you, that he wants you to take land, he wants you to take buildings, he wants property, he wants to assign it to you so that you can be a blessing to many. I see people coming in even from other areas and other countries, and there is a community that God is starting amongst you that is going to be blessed because you are there. But I see know each other? Do you know each other? Okay, I see you praying together, and I feel like that this is a sign of you praying together and starting to ask God for things. And when God gives you visions, there is a supernatural dimension to you. You understand the realm of the supernatural. You already know power. You already pray for the sick. You already do. There is a supernatural realm, but there is a provision realm that is yet untapped to the degree that God wants to give it to you. And I see you like walking around land. Everywhere the sole of your foot treads, God giving it to you. God giving you vision for specific buildings and properties for, you know, the community of faith that you're doing. And God wants to just say, start prophesying to that land. Start prophesying. Start setting that apart. Start saying, this land is for the Lord. We consecrate this place for the Lord. This is going to be for the purposes of God in this area. And God's going to really use you. And I see it going to be in the light in the darkness, like he's taking you into a territory that is the enemy is trying to overrun. And you say, God, why are you sending us there? But God says, I want that territory back. The kingdom of God has suffered violence, and the holy violent are going to take that back by force for the kingdom of God, for Jesus. And there is a power that God is going to give you to get land, buildings, provision, finances, everything that you need to advance the kingdom of God. So Lord, we bless them. We thank you that you've been training them in the realm of power. You've been training them in the realm of faith, but the Lord says, believe me for even bigger things. Amen. Amen.